60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday edition. Like 63% of the time, we tell you the truth every time. I got my little buddy Dominic joining me at 5:05, so stick around for him. Your calls, they could come in this segment at 844-967-2789. But right now, Fancy Brian, I got one more backyard update. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, our buddy, Rojo, what's he up to today? Well, Rojo is blocking one of Joe Biden's judicial picks for the federal courts. And that's no big shocker. Rojo has blocked some prior judicial picks. Hell, the 10th Circuit, I believe, the one out of Chicago, had a vacancy. The Wisconsin seat was vacant for like 6 years.
I so love this country.
Yeah, he so loves it. He so loves it, he's going to block any effort to fill a open seat. But, you know, that's not the shocking part. But here's the really bad hypocritical part. Ron Johnson actually recommended this very judge to President Biden for this federal seat. So before Ron Johnson was against the judge, Ron Johnson recommended this judge. This is a state judge in the state of Wisconsin, and there is a panel for judicial picks, and both Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson's teams are advised. And of the panel selections, there were four choices. This guy was unanimously chosen by the American Bar Association, is the highest level of qualified, unanimously chosen. And you know what the objection, Rojo's major objection to this guy? He does not live in Green Bay currently. He lives near Green Bay, but we're really looking for a judge that resides in Green Bay.
That can't be fixed in now, any way, shape, or form.
The judge has suggested, should he be appointed to the federal court in Green Bay, he would move to Green Bay. But that's Rojo's only objection to this guy.
You don't understand the Green Bay politics back here.
Well, he's from Osh Vegas, just down the road from Green Bay. You know, all politics is local in some weird sort of way. But here's the one other asterisk on this whole Rojo recommends the judge to Joe Biden, and then Rojo blocks the judge when Joe Biden tries to put him on the federal courts. Do you know who the judge is? Congressman Mark Pocan's brother.
Oh.
Judge Pocan.
Things are coming into light.
A little bit of the reporting from the Hill, then to the phones at 844-967-2789. Senator Rojo Ron Johnson said on Tuesday he doesn't support President Biden's pick to fill a district court vacancy in his home state, likely dooming the nomination absent a shift by Democrats. What do the Democrats got to do with it? Johnson said he would oppose William Pocan, who was nominated by Biden to be a district judge in the Eastern District of Wisconsin. It marks the first time during the Biden administration a senator has not returned a blue slip. Now, this is kind of a stupid procedural thing, sort of a norms kind of a thing. If the senator from the home state, they have the right to submit a blue slip, effectively giving their secondary additional endorsement. And if they don't level the blue slip, apparently that judicial nominee can be blocked. Since Judge Pocan's nomination, this is what Rojo told a crowd or said in a statement. Since Judge Pocan's nomination, I've been hearing concerns from the Green Bay legal community that they needed a judge who was locally based and actively involved in their community. And if he moved there, I'm sure he would bunker himself down like we do here in the studios. He would never go out in public. But anyways, that's not the case with Judge Pocan. Because, you know, he doesn't currently reside in Green Bay.
They can never be remedied.
In addition, the tragedy in Waukesha, and we've got a radio station there. There was a Christmas parade that ended tragically when a murderous guy went on a rampage. But anyways, Ron never wanted to look past a tragedy that could be used to block Mark Pocan's brother from a judicial nomination, said, in addition, the tragedy in Waukesha never should have happened. That it did is the direct result of soft on crime, low bail policies, and court orders. I cannot support someone for a lifetime appointment that has granted low bail for someone charged with violent felonies. So if anyone's ever been a judge before and granted bail, they're apparently unacceptable, unless they live in Green Bay, Wisconsin, to this newest criterion set by Rojo, even though he recommended this guy for this job.
Come on. Basically, all he has to say is, hey, everybody, you mob of followers, I blocked them from doing something. And they'll all go, yay! And then it's fill in the blank later for the headlines of why he's doing it.
Rojo continued in a statement, this is not in the best interest of Wisconsinites nor Americans. I look forward to working with President Biden on selecting a suitable nominee. Now, Johnson and Senator Tammy Baldwin, as mentioned, previously recommended Pocan as a potential pick to fill the vacancy. Johnson and Baldwin, the Dem and the Republican, recommended Pocan. A spokeswoman for Senator Dick Durbin, the Judiciary Committee chairman, didn't immediately respond to questions about if he will advance the nominee. Well, I can tell you, I heard some of the sound of Dick Durbin directly today. He's pissed. He knows that this is malarkey. Everybody does. And the fact that he is not in paneling or allowing this judicial nominee to go forward, even the full judicial committee, you know, there is a committee. They do vet these people, Rojo. He would probably have a longer vetting process than Amy Coney Barrett. You know, what was that, 8 days? Went pretty quick, if I recall. So anyways, Durbin was losing his you-know-what, and Durbin was suggesting that effectively he was going to throw out the blue slip policy. He was going to set aside Rojo's objections because, much like the arcane filibuster, this does not advance our nation. This is just a procedural block move. This is playing goalie in the worst sort of moralistic way. Because, of course, these are not real objections that Ron Johnson raises to Mark Pocan's brother, the judge. He recommended the guy. These are excuses. I wouldn't be surprised if this is a little F you to Mark Pocan. You know, because he's just that sort of petty guy. Talking about petty guys, I got one joining me next. He's my little buddy, Dominic Salvia, the Devil's Advocate. He's perhaps my better half. You know, you've been hearing him for years. So stick around in the 5 o'clock happy hour. We'll, you know, recapture the magic. We'll recount the headlines, and we'll take your calls. 844-967-2789. The happier 5 o'clock Wednesday happy hour is next.
Has exposed things that didn't need to be exposed.
You're a communist.
Don't ask me to get inside the mind of a liberal progressive socialist Marxist.
No, Mr. Green. Communism is just a red herring.
I don't feel like my time here has been particularly successful.
Why not gargle